Just before we get going here, just want to start by thanking all of the brave men and women that serve our country and have served our country and continue to serve our country. I think in today's world, I think there's nothing more important than Veterans Day. We thank you, the veterans, for protecting our freedom and appreciate everything that you do to make this country better. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. With that, open it up to questions.
Did Vince make any progress to the point where you have any hope for Sunday, or do you think it's unlikely that he
would? I'm always hopeful.
Optimistic.
No question. I'm one of the most optimistic guys around.
Love it.
If you haven't noticed that.
You are.
Yeah, no, you know, we'll make a determination. He'll go with us to Jacksonville, Aaron, and we'll make a determination probably sometime on Sunday. He's a veteran. He knows what he's got to do to get ready to play. It'll be more about, you know, he and I sitting down and determining whether he can do it this week.
What did the recent change at OC do for y'all's preparation?
Say that again?
What did the Jacksonville's recent change
offense? Yeah. That's a good question. You know, that's a change that makes it very difficult on the opponent because now you have Nathaniel Hackett and then obviously my good friend Doug Marone there, and those guys have coached together for a while, you know, Syracuse, Buffalo. So they have strong beliefs in running the football and using their player skill sets to take advantage of what they do well. And so you have to put a little extra time in to go back and research, you know, what they did at Syracuse, what they did at Buffalo. And so that's difficult. That's difficult. And I thought that they came out against Kansas City, you know, against, as we know, a very tough Kansas City defense. And I thought they rushed the ball for 205 yards. So they did some really good things, and it's going to be a difficult challenge for us.
Bill, did you think that there's been a blueprint set up, you know, maybe early in the season that you saw, and it's kind of a copycat league, and they've kind of stopped the vertical game? Do you think that you've seen something that maybe was put in place by one defense that you guys have, you know, maybe had to adjust?
Yeah, there's been a couple things. It's more situationally, I would say, than it is just, something that's, you know, a big picture thing. It's more about, you know, teams that are doing – I don't really want to get too specific about it, but you're on the right track. You know, there's teams that are doing things against us that carry over week to week in different situations that hopefully the bye week, our practice sessions during this week, and our film sessions have helped us be able to combat that better. And, you know, hopefully you'll see that on Sunday.